Thanks, Damien. Good afternoon. The lack of press releases from the California Highway Patrol suggests that the Super Bowl weekend was a safe and quiet one for the roadways, as football fans took in a close match between the 49ers and Ravens. It was close, at least toward the end. We checked in with Chase Adams, public information officer with the CHP, which were running a full enforcement anti-drunk driving period over the weekend. Adams was happy that people chose to drive safe and sober.
Yeah, we didn't see an especially large increase of activity, either in DUI arrests or crashes, traffic collisions that happened over the weekend.
When asked what helped ensure the safe weekend, Adams says that media coverage and education played a critical role.
Hit or miss, we do have lots of education programs, a lot of news mediums ran stories, you know, urging people to pre-plan, pre-game, and get home safe, and hopefully a lot of people took that advice.
The CHP tried to get extra patrols on the roadways during certain holidays and those celebrations that are prone to alcohol consumption. In a report received this afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office says that a deputy attempted to pull over a black Chevy Silverado pickup truck late Saturday night. It had no driver's license plate in the Dyerville area. The vehicle was driving erratically, according to an eyewitness officer. The vehicle's driver decided to flee instead of stop. It's being called a slow-speed pursuit, eastbound on Fort Seward Road, with speeds up to 30 miles per hour, when eventually the truck went off the roadway, down a hillside, and impacted into a tree. The driver and passenger, they got away. Authorities want to find Ryan Floyd and Honey Walsh. They are persons of interest in the case. Floyd is a 30-year-old white male adult, 5'8", and weighing 155 pounds, while Honey Walsh is 29 years old, 5'6", 130 pounds. Please contact the Sheriff's Office if you have any information. Executive Director of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, Matthew Marshall, talks about what energy upgrades can save you money, whether it's your home or business.
Yeah, definitely, especially in our climate, that the number one, you know, thing that we find when we go into folks, you know, business or even in their homes is lighting upgrades can often be the biggest savings and the best payback, you know, the best bang for your buck.
What's the most popular upgrade?
What a lot of folks have, and this is probably the number one upgrade that we actually do, is the old style, which are T12s, which are kind of the fat ones, and then they have a magnetic ballast, and you can upgrade those to a modern ballast and a thinner, which is a T8 tube, which, you know, it's closer to, you know, the thickness of your thumb or so.
Marshall went on to say that those particular bulbs save a significant amount of energy and don't have the flickering problem as often. More KINS News after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
Earlier this afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of a fight in progress involving multiple people, one armed with an axe, at a residence in the 100 block of Hay Rake Lane, Lolita. Two adult men and a female came to the residence to contact the occupants about an alleged theft that occurred when one of the males was in jail. A fight broke out. One of the three adults who drove to the home sustained an injury to his eye from being struck by a drinking glass and was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Due to the confusion and witness accounts, nobody was arrested at the scene, and no names of the involved parties are being released since there was no arrest made. Pacific Gas and Electric Company announced that it's accepting applications from students to receive PG&E Bright Minds scholarships. The energy company will award up to $1 million in scholarships, enabling high school, community college, and non-traditional students to complete their higher education path. Bright Minds scholarship winners will receive full-ride scholarships of up to $30,000 per year. Last year, PG&E awarded Bright Minds scholarships to 100 students at the $30,000 mark. The deadline is February 28th, and to apply, you can go to pge.com/brightminds. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.